Ransom of Red Chief and Other Stories by O. Henry. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. The Ransom of Red Chief. Part 1. My name is Sam. A few months ago, I was down south in Alabama with my friend Bill Driscoll when the idea of a kidnapping came to us. It seemed a good idea at the time. But let me tell you the story. Bill and I had about $600 between us, and we only needed $2,000 more for a fraudulent plan we wanted to try in a neighboring state. We discussed our plan sitting on the front steps of the town hotel and decided that the small town of Summit would be the perfect place for a kidnapping. We chose Summit because it was far enough away from a big city that we didn't have to worry about newspaper reporters looking for a kidnapping story to write about. The other reasons we chose Summit were because the people who lived there were simple country people, and the local policemen and their lazy dogs would be the only things we would have to worry about. We chose for our victim the only child of Ebenezer Dorset, an important inhabitant of the town. Ebenezer was a rich and successful financier, respectable, religious, and he didn't spend money unless he had to. The kid was a 10-year-old boy with red hair and freckles. "I'm sure that Ebenezer will pay a ransom of $2,000, I said to Bill. But let me tell you what happened. On our way to Summit, we stopped in a village and hired a horse and wagon. Then, we went to a little mountain about 4 kilometers from Summit. At the back of the mountain, there was a cave, and we stored our provisions there. One evening, we drove the horse and wagon past old Dorset's house and saw the kid playing in the street, throwing stones at a little cat. "Hey, little boy," Bill said. "Would you like to have a bag of candy and a ride in a wagon?" The boy threw a stone at Bill, and it hit him in the eye. Bill was very angry. "That will cost old Dorset an extra $500, he said, as he got out of the wagon. The boy didn't want to get into the wagon, and he tried to escape. He fought hard, but finally we caught him and put him in the back of the wagon. Then we drove to the mountain and hid the boy in the cave. After dark, I drove to the village and gave back the horse and wagon. Then I returned to the mountain on foot. When I returned to the cave, Bill was attending to several cuts and bruises on his face, and the boy was sitting by the fire. He had 2 feathers in his red hair and a stick in his hand. He pointed the stick at me and said, 'Ha, white man! Do you dare to enter the camp of Red Chief, the terror of the prairies?' 'He's all right now,' Bill said, examining the cuts and bruises on his legs. 'We're playing cowboys and Indians. I'm old Hank, Red Chief's prisoner. He's going to scalp me early in the morning.' The boy was enjoying himself. He liked camping out in a cave and imagining that he was an Indian. He forgot that he was a prisoner. He immediately called me Snake Eye the spy. 'Early in the morning, when the other Indians return, I'm going to tie you to a post and burn you,' he told me. Then we had something to eat. The boy filled his mouth full of bread and meat and began to talk. 'I'm enjoying myself. I've never gone camping before. I was 10 last birthday. I hate going to school. Do you think there are real Indians in these woods? I want some more bread and meat. Why is your nose so red, Hank?' 'My father has got lots of money. Are the stars hot? I don't like girls. Have you got beds in this cave?' Every few minutes, he remembered that he was an Indian chief, took his knife, and walked quietly to the entrance of the cave to check that there were no white men in the area. Sometimes he gave such a loud war cry that Bill was terrified. That boy terrorized Bill right from the beginning. "Would you like to go home, Red Chief?" I asked. "Why?" he said. "I don't have any fun at home. I hate going to school. I like camping out. You won't take me back home again, Snake Eye, will you?"
"Not immediately. We'll stay here in the cave for some time," I said.
"All right, that'll be fine. I've never had such fun in my life," he said.
We went to bed about 11 o'clock. We put some blankets on the ground and put Red Chief between us. We weren't scared that he would try to escape. He kept us awake for 3 hours, jumping up with his knife, shouting, "Listen, are white men coming?" When I finally fell asleep, I dreamed that a ferocious pirate with red hair was kidnapping me and tying me to a tree.